If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And welcome to the Refresh Radio program here on Monday, December the 19th, 2022. I hope that you are having a fantastic day and that you had a wonderful weekend. That you make sure and take time this week to spend some time with Jesus, spend some time in His Word. And we're gonna get into the Word here in just a moment. So my name's Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merit Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street, Merritt Island, Florida. We do want to let you know about our Christmas scheduling this weekend. We are not going to be having Sunday school. Sunday school normally starts at 9:30. We're not going to be doing that this Sunday. We are going to be starting at 11 a.m. instead of our normal service time of 10:30 a.m. That will give everybody a little bit of extra time to get around and get ready for church, and there won't be quite as much pressure. Our service, we're going to be having our Christmas communion service this Sunday morning, 11 to 12, and we would be blessed if you were able to come and worship with us. We normally have a very healthy turnout when it's on Christmas Eve like this, or like it is normally, but we'll have to see how it goes this year. But we would love to have you come and join us 11 a.m. this Sunday morning, and there won't be a Sunday night service, nor a Christmas Eve service. So put that on your calendar, a little bit different scheduling this year, and hopefully you will be able to come and join us for worship. God bless you. Today, I'd like to say thank you to the folks of Jits Concrete, 321-536-5804, 321-536-5804. If you've got a concrete job that you need done or block project that needs to be done, give them a call. Write this number down. They will put their decades of experience, their great work ethic, and their expertise to work all on your project to make sure that it is on a solid foundation. And I've been told that, you know, if you want to be able to go up higher, you've got to be able to have a foundation that can support whatever structure is going on top of that. They know all about the different strengths of concrete, the suppliers, how to schedule that, all of that, the quantity of it. One time I did a concrete project, and I was horrible at trying to calculate how much of how many bags of concrete that I was need. Don't make the mistakes that other people make. Call the folks at Jits Concrete, 321-536-5804. Tell Greg you heard about them on the Refresh Radio program, and that would be greatly appreciated. So we are going to go back to Matthew chapter 7. We are working our way through the Sermon on the Mount. And just to let you know, this Friday's program, we will be reading through the Christmas story. That's a program that we do every year. And then the week between Christmas and New Year's, those are always rebroadcast as well. And so Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, those will all be programs that we are working through the Sermon on the Mount. I don't see us getting through that by the end of the week, but we will finish that up in the first of the new year, 2023. So here we go to Matthew chapter 7, verse number 15. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from their thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Therefore, by their fruits, you will know them. So, I've lived in several different parts of the country, and there were a lot of different trees. I remember traveling through one part and seeing an abundance of pecan trees. And that's where you would go if you were looking for pecans. A lot of people like to go and they like to harvest their own and things like that. I don't know if they do that for pecans the way that they do that for blueberries and strawberries and things like that. But where I grew up, there were a lot of apple trees. I also remember some pear trees that were along our paper route. When I lived in a different part of the country, a neighbor had a peach orchard right across the street from where we live. And you would not go to the peach orchard looking for what you would find here in Florida, which are a lot of orange trees and strawberries. And so what you are looking for, you need to make sure that you go to the appropriate place to find exactly what it is you're looking for. So here, Jesus says, do men gather grapes from thorn bushes? Now, or figs from thistles. So there were a number of products that were widely available. Olives were a very predominant crop. You would see a lot of olive trees that are still producing after thousands of years. They really take good care of those things. Vineyards would be the place that you would go for grapes, and figs were the other thing. But he said, if what you are looking for determines the place where you are going to go to look for that. So I will tell you that if you are looking for spiritual vitality, you don't need to go to places that are spiritually depraved. You're not going to find anything of spiritual value there. Our society puts a lot of emphasis on the superficial things of life, but they don't necessarily focus on the things in life that are substantial. And so they keep looking for the wrong things, thinking that they are going to find the good thing that is going to bring satisfaction and joy and peace, but they're looking, not only are they looking in the wrong places, they're looking not for spiritual matters, they're looking for something that will give them a quick fix. I remember watching a golf tournament on television several years ago. And it was, I believe it was the U.S. Women's Amateur. And it's a 36-hole tournament between two golfers. And so they play 18 holes of a morning, they go to lunch, and they come back, and they have 18 holes in the afternoon. And there was one of the competitors who had jumped out to a huge lead. A huge lead, and then in they took it the lunch break, they ate, they came back, and the lady that had been behind suddenly began to make up some ground. And I mean, everybody thought that the afternoon round was just a mere formality, but there was something missing in the lady's life that had been ahead. She began to be dehydrated, and the more the pressure came, the more holes she started to give away. It wasn't a stroke match; it was played by holes won. And at one point in time, she just collapsed. And they said, what she needs, water. She needs to hydrate. And she kept asking for something that would give her a quick lift, if you will, as far as energy. She was looking for a soda where, you know, she would get a little bit of a sugar rush. And I remember the commentator saying this, that is exactly the thing that she doesn't need. The thing that she is looking for isn't going to solve the problem. It is going to make the problem worse, because it was a very hot day, and what she was asking for was actually going to dehydrate her quicker than she was before. And I remember watching it, and I was saying, she is not going to win this match. And at that point in time, she was ahead, but I said, she's not going to win this match. And she didn't. She just barely was able to finish. They had to call in the medical team and all of that. And you say, well, that's just a golf tournament. That's not much. Well, it can really jumpstart a career, a golf career, if you want. Or it could set a derail a golf career. I've seen that happen before. But your eternity and my eternity is a lot more important than a golf tournament. But yet many times people are still making the same mistake. They're looking for something that they think is going to solve the problem, but in reality it makes the problem worse. So I have this statement: if you are looking for joy, you need to come to Jesus. If you're looking for peace, you need to come to Jesus. If you are looking for health, you need to come to Jesus. If you're looking for financial prosperity, you need to come to Jesus. Not that Jesus is going to make you rich, but the principles in God's word can prevent you from becoming poor. You won't be squandering. Remember, we just talked about something here where it said broad is the way that leads to destruction or waste. You won't be wasting the resources that you have. You will be utilizing them wisely. And so today I want to ask you, what is it you're looking for? And if you are looking for a specific thing, are you looking where that can be found according to God's word? A lot of people at this time of year experience tremendous emotions. And it can happen to famous people. It can happen to the average ordinary person, where you are just lonely. And I would like to tell you that if you're lonely, there's a church very close to you, because there are churches all over Brevard County. There are churches that are very close to you that have people who are willing to invest in relationship. We have a schedule at our church. We put up our fall decorations generally the first day of fall, or within a week or two after that, depending on how crazy the schedule is. And then we can, you know, add a few little extra things for the Thanksgiving. And we have a Thanksgiving dinner at our church on Sunday afternoon. And then the next day we transition, because we don't have a Wednesday night service before Thanksgiving, we transition all of the decor of the church to Christmas. We like to get the most Christmas out of our decorations as we can. And this year we were fantastically blessed in that we had an abundance of people that showed up. And it's not a huge sanctuary. If you come to visit us, you know, it won't take us an hour to show you every, you know, give you the tour of the facility or anything. It's was built a long time ago, and it was built according to their plans, and we just make it work the best we can according to, you know, what ministry needs to take place in 2022 and here in a few weeks, 2023. And this year we had an abundance of people that came out to help us decorate. We had men, we had ladies, we had young people, and it was fantastic. And we said, look, the more people that show up, the quicker that we can get done. And so I had set up one Christmas tree before people got there. And the past couple of years, somebody said, well, I can't come at that hour, but I can come a little bit early. And by the time people showed up, they were almost done. Well, there were some people that showed up this year, and there was the one tree up, and people just kept pouring in, and we were done within an hour. And then an amazing thing happened. Okay, and I say this as a pastor. This is the dynamic of Merit Assembly of God. There were some people who once they were done and they had talked to some people that they went on their way, but there were other people and they just stayed around and talked, and they had conversations with people that maybe they don't have a lot of opportunity to converse with. And here it is, the holiday season. This was a few days before Thanksgiving. And people just wanted to be around one another. And I will tell you that as a pastor, the fact that the people of Merit Assembly of God love people is one of the greatest testimonies that our church has. And that's in my opinion. We have a bit of a family dynamic, but none of us, hardly any of us, are related. The only person I'm related to is my wife, and that's related by marriage. Everybody else, we're just related to one another by the blood of Jesus Christ, and we treasure those relationships. So if you're lonely, don't go looking to solve your loneliness in the bottom of a bottle. Don't go looking to solve your loneliness by going to all of the wrong places. That is all about destroying relationships instead of building relationships. Go to the, if you're looking for grapes, you don't go to a thorn bush, you go to a vineyard. That's where you go. And so at this time of year, when the joy of the Lord is available to us, let's go to the place where the joy of the Lord is. He also goes on, this is Jesus talking, by the way. Jesus never makes any mistakes. And he says, if you're looking for figs, you don't go to where thistles are being produced. Okay. Now, out of all of the cookies that have ever been made, one of my least favorite of all times is a Fig Newton. It just doesn't do anything for me. I loved my grandmother immensely, and she always had Fig Newtons over her house, and whenever I left her house, she still had the same number of Fig Newtons that she had before I got there. It was just not something that I cared for. But if I was looking for a Fig Newton, or if somebody I was with needed a Fig Newton, and all the grocery stores were closed, I could tell you where to find a Fig Newton. And that's where her house was. And so... here Jesus is talking, he started off talking about beware of false prophets that have an outward appearance as sheep, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. He says you'll know them by their fruits, and you don't gather grapes from thorn bushes. If you go to a thorn bush, you're going to get thorns. If you go to a thistle, you are going to come away with some stickers in your fingers. You know, here in Florida, sand spurs are a pretty frequent visitor to lawns. And, man, it's amazing how sharp those little critters can become. And you can find them without going and looking for them. So Jesus goes on here in verse number 17, and he says, even so, every good tree bears good fruit. Every good tree bears good fruit. And so there are two types of trees that are contrasted here, good trees and bad trees. Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. So if you go around asking people, are you a good person? You will find that almost everybody thinks that they are a good person. So when a person came up and called Jesus good master, Jesus responded with this, why do you call me good? Because there's none good but God. Apart from Christ, the scripture says, we can do nothing. Apart from him, we cannot manifest the fruit of the Spirit that we are supposed to manifest. The tribe of Ephraim, Ephraim was the second son of Joseph that was born to him while he was in Egypt. The name of the first son was Manasseh, and Joseph named him that because God had made him forget all of the pain and the suffering that he had gone through, and he had caused him to arise to a place of prominence. And then a second son came along, and Ephraim meant double fruit. He's like, he's blessed me with double sons. And Ephraim would go on and become the greater of the two tribes. And all of the tribes, whenever they camped or whenever they marched out, they all went out under different banners. The first tribe that would go out, or the first banner that would go out, was the tribe of Judah. It was the tribe of authority. It was the tribe of praise. Then there would be three tribes that would go out under that. Then there would be three tribes that went out under the banner of Reuben, and Reuben meant see a son. It's the banner of vision. Then there was the third banner, and that was the banner of Levi. That was the priestly tribe. They had the care and the charge and the responsibility for all of the things regarding the tabernacle. Levi meant attached. It was when they set up camp, and whenever they went forth in a procession, they were always in the middle. There was never a tribe that was too far away. Everybody knew that they were just a little bit of distance away from having access to the place of worship. Levi was given that name because Leah said, surely my husband will become attached to me now. The fourth banner was the tribe of Ephraim, and that meant fruit, double fruit, or produce double fruit. And I pray this, that you will be fruitful for the kingdom of God. The last banner was the banner of the tribe of Dan, and that was the rear guard. It was the tribe of judgment. You see, judgment is not a condemning force in our life. It is a protective force in our life. And if we ever disregard that, then we find ourselves vulnerable to ambushes and things taking us off guard. We need God as our rear guard in our life. And so I want you to know that you and I are meant to be both faithful and fruitful. But it is impossible for us to produce good fruit unless we are abiding in Christ. The word fruit means fruit. It means harvest. It means gain. It is the fruitful outcome of righteous actions. And those who abide in Christ produce good fruit. You cannot abide in Christ and produce bad fruit. It's spiritually not possible. It should be just as impossible for that as to expect that an orange tree is going to produce an apple or a fig. It's not supposed to be part of the genetic makeup of that. And so you and I, we live in a fallen world. We were fallen creatures, but God redeemed us and he changed our spiritual DNA. And because we have been transplanted into the root structure of Christ, it should change the type of fruit that we produce. You may have one time been a horrible person apart from Christ, but when you came to Christ, all of a sudden there's been a change in not only your spiritual condition, but there's been a change in your behavior, been a change in your vocabulary, been a change in your actions, been a change in your financial management. And so I want to ask you today, if somebody were to ask you, are you a good tree producing good fruit, you would be able to say yes, because you're abiding in Christ. Remember, it's out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaks. So we've got to make sure that we continue to abide in Christ, continue to stay full, because we want to produce good fruit. So I don't know how your December has gone so far, but the great thing about the redemption of the Lord Jesus Christ is that if we have sinned, if we will confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He can change your nature. He changed mine. And I know he wants to change it in Brevard County. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow right here on the Refresh Radio
Thank you
program.
For tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. Mm-hmm.